Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and I've got some exciting ad tech news to share with you today. Let's jump right in. First up, X has reached an agreement to drop Twitch from its lawsuit over ad spend. The social media platform had previously accused Twitch, along with several other companies and an advertising group, of orchestrating a boycott that cost X significant ad revenue. According to Monday's court filing, X informed a federal judge in Texas that it had signed a memorandum of understanding to dismiss the case against Twitch, provided certain undisclosed conditions are met by year-end. This lawsuit, originally filed last November, alleged that around a dozen companies violated antitrust laws by pulling their advertising from X. In European tech news, the EU is looking to ease the AI compliance burden for startups. The European Commission is now seeking feedback on how to reduce the regulatory weight of the AI Act for smaller companies. This comes after growing concerns from businesses across Europe about the cost and complexity of compliance. According to a document titled the AI Continent Action Plan, the Commission sees an opportunity to minimize the potential compliance burden of the AI Act, particularly for smaller innovators. It's part of the EU's wider effort to balance innovation with responsible AI governance without stifling startup growth. And finally, some exciting news from Snapchat. The platform is launching a new advertising format called Sponsored AI Lenses. These new lenses will enable brands to create interactive AI-generated experiences using Snap's proprietary generative AI technology. Users can take selfies and see themselves transformed into various AI-generated scenes, offering a more engaging and playful alternative to traditional ads. Each AI lens uses preset prompts and poses to deliver up to 10 unique transformations within a single lens, giving brands a dynamic way to connect with Snapchat's audience. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, and I'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in tech news. Thanks for listening.